We're going to be discussing Mean Creek. Present. R.
Alex.
Richard, who didn't see the film.
Laura.
Robert.
George.
Mary, who didn't see the film.
Jane.
Mark.
Why did I come? Because I was going to see the film, but the Giants Dodgers got in the way. I've been at the ballpark all weekend because I wanted to reconnect, especially because of the failed coffee thing. I was at Janelle's house. I wanted to see all you guys who weren't there. I didn't even know you were going to be here. It's like a bonus.
And now you and I have the same answer.
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
Send her
to my hairdresser.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Very nice. See, you get all that? Now, what about the damn movie?
Well, I have a little background of it. There's a doctor at the hospital who knows the writer-director and saw the movie with him. Mm-hmm. He wrote this thing about 7 years ago and tried to get it made but couldn't get any funding, and then finally got some funding when he won some type of writer's award. Mm-hmm. And one thing was Kid with the Gay Parents theme in the movie, he threw that in because his father is gay, and the song at the end was written by his wife and performed by his wife, who is a jazz performer.
What's the name of the writer-director?
I can't remember.
I know he's got three names.
Jacob Aaron Estes.
There you go.
Well, this is his first director.
Yeah, so there you go. Two first.
Yeah, I also thought it was quite good for a first
film. I thought it was very good.
And
I felt it was clumsy in places. Number one, I had a real problem with the. I didn't really see the fat boys being malicious or bad or just really a nasty kid as you know, he was set up to be. I mean, I could see that, you know, at a certain point in the plot he needed to be portrayed as being sympathetic and so on, but I never really saw him as being a total asshole kid.
Well, what?
The kind that kids would like to really get revenge on, which is how it was set up at the beginning, like the, you know, with the girl saying, well, if you could snap your fingers and he would die. I mean, you really didn't feel the anger towards this. You really didn't see him being an asshole. I mean, the scene where he's beating up on Culkin kid for messing with his camera.
Yeah.
I beat up on a kid who's messing with my camera. You know, it's just like, mm-hmm. You didn't really see him being an outright asshole, as we know some kids can really be. And you know, deserve it, as deserving as they would be to get, you know, whatever revenge was taken on them. And then, in the scene in the boat, the climax scene in the boat where he gets pushed out on the boat, that just didn't feel genuine to me. I felt like they were really stretching on it. I felt like, you know, here's this 1.5 pages of script, and somewhere in there we have to get the motivation and the situation to a point where the fat kid gets pushed out of the boat. And it just felt contrived to me. That's what it felt like, contrived, that whole scene there.
Even though the older brother was sort of, you know, he was an asshole, the older guy who finally snapped.
Right, but it just felt contrived. It just didn't feel, you know, look like a way to accidentally get the kid dead.
What do you mean by it was contrived?
The scene was contrived. I've been in like productions, like film productions and student films, and I've directed some of my own student films, and there were scenes that were, I needed to get it from point A to point B, and in order to do that, the actors had and the shots had to sell, you know, this whole sequence of A to D, A, B, C, D. You had to go here and here and here. And I didn't pull off in some cases. And I felt that this scene didn't pull it off. that it just didn't seem real to me.
Don't you think that would have got him angry enough? So, because they always kind of hinted at the father, something about the father, but you weren't quite sure, and then you find out he kills himself, and he kept pushing him about the father. So,
well, he was pushing
it seemed like, but I mean, that could seem like the thing that would have pushed this.
Well,
one kid were, over the edge.
But he wasn't the one who pushed him out of the boat.
But well, he was going to. He was going
yeah.
at him.
And that's how, and he fell.
No, I think no, the one, I think the older brother, the Culkin right. brother pushed him out of the boat.
The older brother.
Yeah. Well, Rocky, I think.
He just kind of like pushed yeah. him. He just kind of pushed him back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in a boat, it's
not
dangerous to be standing up and, you know.
And there were all the kids were in there too. I thought it was an accident. I didn't think it was. Somebody went and pushed him.
No, it was an accident, but it was. It just looked like it just looked contrived. And there were some other things that were kind of like heavy-handed, kind of like the kid who was the real asshole, the older guy,
Mark,
and his brother. You know, the relationship with his brother. Remember when his brother was beating him up for taking his gun? Mm-hmm. You could see that abusive relationship. And it's just like the cliche older brother abusive relationship just came down from the father abusive relationship. It was just too cliche and too this explains this kid's motive. This explains this kid's motive. This explains this kid's motive, you know?
What does happen?
Yeah, but it's kind of
was
too blatant and too contrived.
It was for you, but it kind of worked for me because it really felt like if they came out of those situations, it did make sense that they did what they did, and I thought that what felt a little contrived is that the bully, the fat guy who.
George.
Sorry, George.
He remembers that.
Who, you know, when that he would, he got very mad. I could see that he felt so betrayed that he thought these people really wanted him to come on the trip, and suddenly he finds out that it was all set up to make fun of him or to get him. And so that he got angry felt real, but he was so hard. Sort of, he just managed to get hold of everybody, you know, like yeah. told one thing after another, and he was, you know, fairly articulate or, you know, not eloquent, but he just, that seemed a little facile that he'd be so able to do that on the spur of the moment, as it were. But I thought he, you know, what got me was that thing when he, what was he saying about his brains, his blood splattered on the wall, over and over. I mean, I wanted to push him out of the boat at that point. Like, shut up!
Well, I think being a bully, he uses that a lot.
I guess he was practiced
just to tick people off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what bothered me much more, and it just sort of made the whole development of the ending difficult, was how they believe that guy that they should bury him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they wouldn't. And his argument was, if we don't, you guys will never keep the secret. You're bound to tell. But why wouldn't he then think that? Why would he think they keep the secret of burying a body?
Yeah.
It made no sense. It was like a much bigger thing to keep.
Yeah, I see. I think the whole thing is that they. It, what bothered me is that this little girl was so wise. It just seemed too wise for her age. But I think that was the whole thing about was this idea of maturity and responsibility.
And they all went with the older kid.
But for temporarily.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
But I'm saying why?
Yeah, but not too long.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, they would have just left the body there and ended the movie like that. But the kids changed their minds and said, "We can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't right."
I liked about the movie.
If they would have just, I mean, to me, if they would have just left that body there, I can see the motivation of maybe burying the body and doing what they did, the kids.
Yeah.
But if they would have left it there and not, like, carried the movie on where they didn't finally come clean and say, this is what happened, and went to their parents and went to the police, then that would have lost it for me in this movie. But since they did it so quickly after they did this, then it's more believable to me.
Well, what I'm saying isn't believable quite, is why the oldest guy, the one who got them to agree to bury the body, thought that they'd be able to keep that secret.
Well, he wasn't exactly sharp as tack.
Wasn't. But then he had said so clearly, you'll never be able to keep the secret if we, you know, go home and just tell what happens.
It sort of alerts a lot about power in this movie, about who's in charge. The older sibling rules. You know, his older brother ruled him, and then he, because he was the older one, and they're out in this boat with no adults around, it's like he became the law or something. And that sort of happens with kids.
I guess I'm not making my point. I have no real problem with them following him. I don't understand why he thought, if he was saying you guys won't be able to keep a secret, why he thought they'd be able to keep the secret.
Because if they said it was an accident,
right,
they wouldn't be able to, then under interrogation they wouldn't be able to keep the secret.
They would set him up.
If they just buried him and didn't say anything, then nobody would be interrogated.
Yeah.
That's why he buried his body.
Yeah. Wow.
But I think could be a fair number of things to quibble about. But again, it's the first film. This is not an experienced film.
No, but I was comparing. I mean, this with the other first film. Whereas this, you know, when you had the explanation of why this character behaved this way, he has an abusive brother who had an abusive father. In the other film, in Garden State, relationships between people weren't so graphically displayed right there in front of your eyes. They were subtle, and they were.
You know what I think? And this is what I was trying to say before when we were talking about Garden State. I don't know if I can say it even now, but I feel like this Milk, Mean Creek comes from a tradition of theater. And I think I even saw it in the credits after I saw that, you know, that he has a theater background. I don't know if your conference said that.
She didn't mention,
but I think that it felt like it comes from a tradition of theater that it was written. And then, you know, that it was made into a film. Whereas Garden State, I felt, came from the tradition. He wanted to make a film. He wanted to make it was more cinematic. And it came from that tradition and from that angle. To make it a film,
it
was always
going to
be a film.
I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, this film really impressed me, and as far as first-time director, I thought this was really pretty good.
I
was amazed that the film's only an hour and a half long, and he got all this in, and there was no fat in this film. It just went right along to the very end, and I thought the acting was really good, if not amazing, for those kids.
Well, I agree with you, because I felt the same way at the beginning of the movie, too, that this kid didn't do anything to instigate what he's going to go through. But while they were on the boat, they seemed to bring up a little bit more of things the kid did.
Yeah, but then they bring up a whole bunch of things that make him sympathetic, too, on the boat, you know. And there was one scene where in the police interrogation room, where they're interrogating the Culkin kid, and then the interrogation stops because they found the videotape. And it's like, and then we go watch the videotape. And so I'm thinking, well, what's the videotape going to say that makes it important to stop this film to tell this, you know, to say that we're stopping the scene about the interrogation? And I was watching the videotape and thinking maybe the kid's going to say he was going to commit suicide or something like that. I almost thought that that's what the videotape said and I had missed it or something like that, because the whole scene about the videotape, it just seemed right out of place there.
Mm-hmm. I just assumed they found the tape and knew the kids didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident.
But that's not what the part of the
were interrogating him to find out what was wrong, what happened here. When they found the tape and they watched the tape, they realized there was no reason to talk to the kid anymore. It was done because it was an accident.
So I guess
I just assumed the tape was the whole thing, because he had it on the whole time he was on the boat.
And he was constantly filming over the boat.
Mm-hmm. And that would, and that would have been a reason for them to stop the interrogation at that point.
Right.
But I don't know.
To me, George was this type of character who, he wasn't really an evil child. He just didn't know how to act amongst those kids. Yeah, he was the bully. And so they were trying, I mean, I didn't really hate this kid or anything. He wasn't a kid to kind of hate. He wasn't an evil kid.
Yeah, but I think we've all known bullies, and no, we don't want them around, you know.
But he just didn't know. His whole thing was he just didn't know how to act amongst the other kids. He didn't know how to make other kids like him or anything. Yeah. So this is how he acted to other kids. And I think some of that was in that tape at the end. Kind of brings out that that's the type of character he is. To me, it did. Some of what he talked about himself.
Do we ever find out anything about his background? I just can't remember.
Just his mother. Yeah. He seems to only have a mother and no father.
Yeah, the parents.
The mother seems okay. The mother doesn't seem like him.
Well, they didn't really.
Yeah, the parents weren't in this movie very much at all.
I took it like sort of a, I don't know that much about film, but like it was a social movie about, I've known bullies, but I've only known the mean part of a bully. I've never really, I guess I could understand the bully better after watching this movie, because you see like two parts of him where he wants to get along so badly, and like he's the lowest of the low, you know, because he has no social skills. He totally doesn't fit in ever, and then he gets so mad, and it's like so self-destructive, his whole personality. And to me, it was just a sad picture of what it's like in the life of a bully, you know, what it's really like. Although it was kind of overdone with it. Drowning
and all.
I don't know about the drowning.
Well,
if he couldn't swim, why would he go in the boat? I mean, I don't know.
Because he wanted to be accepted, right? He would be part of the group, so he had to get in the boat.
Yeah.
Well, he kept saying there's no life jackets, but he never said, I can't swim. He didn't want to admit that to the other kids.
Or help him drown in
the pool. You know, it was not exactly realistic. Would they really be interrogating a kid?
Well, he knocked his head.
There was another thing that I thought was kind of stealing from another movie, where Stand and Deliver, not Stand, Stand by Me. Where you have the two older kids, and that you have the Kiefer Sutherland character who's the real asshole.
Yeah.
And there was a Kiefer Sutherland character. It was the friend of the big brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the really obnoxious asshole. The kind of kid you would definitely want to take down the river on a boat.
Yeah.
But that whole scene and that whole relationship between the big brother and his asshole friend and the little brother was just right out of Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm. All three of these films, Stand By Me and the other one with the river in the title.
River's Edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all three of them are mentioned in the same breath.
Mm-hmm. For this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just thought the kids were amazing. And for kids to be faced with this dilemma, I thought that was really presented well. And that, like, they did eventually at the end go to their parents and the mother, which I thought was really bold, you know, very brave of them to actually go to the kid's mother and tell them what happened. I thought it was a good movie.
I liked it too. I liked it more than Garden State.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's this not like, I guess I heard it was about bullies and I thought it would be like painful to watch. Like,
I think it was only painful to snails.
Torturing animals. That's so it's not, but no, other than the snail.
There's a scene where the little girl stabs a snail.
No snails.
They did not say that.
So would you say you didn't like the movie, or didn't work for you?
I didn't think it was a very good film.
Would you have felt different if they had showed him being more of a bully? I mean, because like you said,
no. I mean, there were so many other things that I didn't like about the film. You know, I wouldn't recommend this film. I did feel like I wasted.
Wow,
really?
I
just thought it wasn't a well done film. You know, I mean, there was very little that I found worthwhile. This one.
How about within a double feature with Manchurian Candidate? I'm sure I'll hate that.
The Manchurian Candidate. I never saw the real one. But
oh, the real one. Oh, it's a masterpiece. Yeah.
The new one with Denzel. Yeah. No, I thought it was a waste. I hated it.
Yeah.
Now it's spoiled the old one for you.
Yeah, that's why I'm sort of not wanting
the old one.
Well, yes and no.
It's more sci-fi now. All the stuff that they did with it.
Right, it's all unspoken. You've got to see the original one because you don't know how they did the brainwashing.
I saw it with my husband. It was real science fiction.
This one or the old one?
The new
one.
Probably the old one too, but I can't remember. And I said to him, but it seems like science fiction. He said, no, that he didn't think of it as science fiction. That he thought of it as just a thriller. Even though it had science fiction aspects to it, it had things about it that were science fiction, he wouldn't raise it to that level. He was like, it's just a thriller.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because to me, a thriller, I'd be much more likely to go to than a science fiction film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more a thriller.
A good thriller, yeah.
I would think of it more as a thriller than science fiction.
That's what he was saying.
But
it had science fiction aspects to it because of this brainwashing thing.
Right.
Yeah, but brainwashing really was around.
It was more the
implant thing.
Yeah, the implant.
Yeah, see, the original one doesn't have that. Yeah. You don't know how they do it in the original one, do you? You just know that he's been brainwashed.
Yeah, just the
old-fashioned
way.
The old-fashioned way. We shifted off your movie, off of Mean Creek.
Are we done with Mean Creek?
I'm going to see it because anything that George likes. I do. George has this quirky taste.
I liked it too. I thought there were things I didn't like.
You really liked it. You have good taste.
The kids were just amazing.
They were very good.
And I just thought it was very concise. It just moved right along. Mm-hmm. No extra.
Well, it got a much better review than Garden State in here. Although Garden State is doing better, I mean, in the fact that he's all the talk, and Mean Creek isn't. Mean Creek kind of has died, I think.
Although I think Mean Creek. I don't know if you heard what I said before. I think Mean Creek is more traditional. It's more from a background of theater rather than. As opposed to Garden State, which is
more cinematic.
Yeah.
And I think also what George was saying, that there's no fat. I agree that there's no fat. And you know, I like a nice, efficient film that, you know, pretty much says everything. But on the other hand, I thought it was a little bit too obvious and too heavy-handed and too, too efficient.
No, it worked for me. I really enjoyed it.
Whereas Garden State, there was a lot of stuff that didn't really play into the main theme of the thing, maybe, even though this didn't really have a tight plot like Mean Creek, but it was still juicy.
I wish I could remember the scene you were talking about, because with
the water faucets.
And he's right in the beginning.
Of which?
When he comes out of the airport.
And as he walks by, you know, there's an automatic sink.
It's just one of the, there's so many scenes like that.
And that's what I mean by cinematic. You know, Whereas in Mean Creek, it's a whole script.
Like a play where you... You know, you have to get from point A to point D.
Yeah.
From letter A to letter B.
Well, that's what's good about this group. What? Is that people don't agree.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't be here if we...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm, both of them, as somebody who hasn't seen either, I'm intrigued to see both of them.
And your first film, which is...
Yeah, and that, of course, is of interest to me, too, as a, somebody who, like you, has tried to make student films and knows how hard it is. It's very impressive when somebody does it.
Now, have
the first film.
You've done this before where you haven't seen a film and after being at the group you went and saw it.
Well, I often say I will, but I haven't gotten in. Like Mark says, I mean, seeing two in a month, besides the fact that I show at least a film a week to my film students, usually more. So, I mean, I showed Battleship Potemkin and Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, you know, in the last 2 weeks. So, But it is hard. It's hard to carve out, you know, those independent films that you want to see, especially when the Giants are going to make it to the playoffs, and October is going to be a very busy month. And
well, I just wonder if you go with a different mindset, having heard so much about it, you know. Here,
well, it's like reading reviews. I actually try to not read reviews.
Too, yeah.
So this is unusual that I came not seeing either of the films. But like I said, I just want to see everybody. And I don't think that this spoiled either of the films. I don't get the feeling that because
Well,
Mean Creek, you know the kid gets killed.
Yeah.
So you know that's coming.
Right.
Whereas
right.
when we went to go see it, you don't know that's coming.
Either. Right.
I think it's
well, you know,
probably do. I think the reviews have sort of
read any
right. I think the reviews kind of gave that away too. So.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't get killed. Actually.
Well, I think knowing bullies in my life. And even though the film may not have showed much, they did mention that he went upside Clyde's head with a bat. Clyde had mentioned that.
Yeah.
I just take it from personal experience what bullies are like. You know, so I kind of had this kind of built in the